Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Well, welcome to Mind Food Radio. Life changed forever for the Fitzsimmons family when their daughter Nicole was killed in a scooter accident in Thailand. But the family, Nicole's parents, Julie and Vince, and siblings Kate and Matt, found comfort in honouring Nicole's generous spirit by establishing a foundation to help others achieve their dreams. The family is also hoping to raise awareness for holidaymakers about the dangers and risks when travelling overseas. Nicole's sister joins me today on the show. Hi, Kate.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, listen, just tell us a little bit first about Nicole.
She was kind of those one in a million types of people. As I always like to say, you could always hear her before you could see her. She had one of the loudest voices you can imagine, but she was just one of those people that would fill the room with her love for life and passion for what she did. And she was always, you know, making you smile and making you feel special just by being around her. So she was at 24 years old, she'd already travelled the world dancing and was just in her first year at working at the Footy Show as the assistant to the executive producer. So all her dreams were coming together.
I guess for someone who'd wanted to get into the media world, that was quite a break for her, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I remember just weeks before she had this lucky break, she was kind of struggling a bit mentally and thinking, what am I going to do? It's, how am I going to find my way into, living my dreams? And then she got this amazing opportunity. And if you ask her, her boss, Glenn Pallister, he said as soon as she walked in the room, she pretty much had the job. Just her knowledge for rugby league was out of this world. Her love of the game was beyond measure, really. So it was a perfect fit for her. As I said, it was only natural for her to put her big voice towards something she was so passionate about. So, yeah.
So she went off on a holiday, didn't she? Was she on her own or did she go with friends?
She went with her loving partner, Jamie. So they've been together about 6 years, and after a big year of on the Footy Show and also being a sideline eye for Hawkesbury Radio, they decided they'd take a well-deserved break to Koh Samui in Thailand.
Yeah. And how long had she been in Koh Samui?
It was their fifth night, I believe, so their fifth and final night in Koh Samui before they were due to go to Phuket for a few nights.
And tell us what happened.
So basically after a lovely romantic dinner, it was just a quiet night. They decided to jump back on their bike. It was about a kilometre down the road from their hotel. So they didn't bother putting their helmets on, and they were turning right into the driveway of their hotel when they were blindsided by a speeding local on the wrong side of the road. He overtook on the inside as they were turning right and hit Nicole from behind, hit the bike, and basically she took the entire impact. And we lost her in surgery a few hours later. So.
And when did you, the family, find out? Did Jamie ring you pretty much as soon as it happened? Or, like, where were you guys when that horrible call came?
I wasn't at home. I was actually staying over at my boyfriend's place at the time, but Jamie called Dad as soon as he could get a hold of him. And basically Nicole did fight for her life for about 3 more hours. So during that time I got a call because, of course, as much as money doesn't matter, the next thing you have to worry about during these times is your travel insurance and all that kind of thing. So Mum's called me trying to not let on how quite terrible the circumstances were and asking me to find her travel insurance details, which I had to crack into her email and find all that. But basically, it's like someone stealing your oxygen when you hear, your sister's in serious trouble on the other side of the world. And it was about 3 hours later that we got the dramatic call and that, she didn't make it through surgery. And just like that, your lives are shattered. So, yeah.
And so from there, though, as a family, as horrific as that news would have been, you've actually used and working with this horrific moment in your lives and created a foundation, haven't you?
Yes. So it felt it's kind of all organically grown into something beyond our wildest dreams, but basically we felt like there wasn't, we wanted people to put something more meaningful than just flowers and their money towards something that kind of honoured Nicole during her memorial. We're getting all these, flowers and we're like, what can we put this money towards? So we thought we'd just establish a trust fund where we could kind of honour Nicole's love of dance and her legacy of inspiring others to always achieve their dreams. And it's kind of, it's grown from there, because whilst that was going on, and we want to keep her spirit alive of always following your heart and enabling others to achieve their life aspirations through the funds raised. I was researching into accidents overseas at the same time, and just the information and the statistics that I was discovering through this research was blowing my mind as to why more Australians aren't aware of just how, you know, often tragedies are occurring through, you know, kind of our own ignorance of not adapting to where we are and taking the time to learn about the dangers to look out for. So at the same time, I felt really impelled to share Nicole's story and these statistics to save others from her tragic fate, basically. So we've got the two sides of the foundation of sponsoring the passionate performing artists and sports people, which Nicole would love to see, and I know that would be warming her heart to see what we've done through that. And then also I know, because she had a loud voice, that she'd want me to use my voice and put it towards saving others. So, yeah.
And, you know, when you started researching, how bad were those numbers in terms of, you know, people getting killed overseas while on holiday? Were they fairly high?
Yeah, so, well, an Australian dies in Thailand every 3 to 4 days, which is the number one thing that kind of blew my mind when I read that. And then to put it in perspective, because I know there are people who kind of say to me, look, you know, the numbers are just so high, Kate, because so many Australians visit these destinations, but I like to put it in perspective by saying that actually twice as many Australians visit New Zealand compared with Thailand in the past year, except New Zealand recorded only 8 Australian deaths compared to the 111 Australian tourists who died in Thailand last year. So that's 14 times more Australians who died in Thailand, despite there being half the number of Australians who visit there.
So Do you think are most of them accidents like that, road accidents?
Yeah, so accidents is a major cause, and there's also another one. So there's natural causes and accidents are the two, and misadventures are the two main causes of death in these countries. And like Southeast, so Southeast Asia is the biggest one, because the top 5 highest recorded deaths of Australians overseas include Thailand, Vietnam and Indonesia. So it's all basically, I think the biggest issue is so many, you know, we go on holidays and we kind of get in that no worries, no rules, no fear motto, and the Southeast Asian countries, they do have relaxed safety standards, and unfortunately so many of us look at it as an opportunity to do the same. And, you know, I discovered that Thailand has the 6th most deadly roads in the world, yet Australia sits at 162. Yet so many of us, like Nicole and Jamie, just, you know, jump on a bike and think, oh, we'll learn as we go. But it's with, you know, 57 people dying in motorbike accidents on their roads every day. It's a pretty good idea to stay very clear of them. So,
also, those destinations are very popular with young Australians, you know, aren't they? You know, they're destinations that are relatively cheap to travel to. And, you know, even now, for example, a lot of schoolies are going to those sort of destinations.
Yeah, well, it's expected that 6,000 schoolies poured into Bali this year, you know, to celebrate the freedom of finishing school. And I think what does attract, you know, so many young tourists to the destinations, you know, the irresistible fantasy that there are no rules and it's a tropical paradise where nothing is off limits. But I try and, through my presentations, I try and remind the kids that, you know, rules are actually put into place by people who do care about our safety and well-being. I mean, I've heard that in Balinese hospitals you often won't be treated, even in a case of emergency, unless you pay in advance. So, you know, they've really got to remember that we lose the support system, the medical services, you know, the medical facilities, everything like that, as soon as that we take for granted at home. We lose that as soon as we step off the Australian shores, and, you know, we lose that safety net of protection. So we do really have to, you know, tailor our behaviour to what support network we have around us. And unfortunately, it's very different in Southeast Asia, and we need to make sure that we just don't think we're going up the coast. And
Now tell me, how can people get involved and help the foundation?
So basically, if you go on our website, NicoleFitzSimons.com, we do have more information about the travel safety campaign that you can read, and our travel safety e-brochure, where you can learn more on how I can get my presentations into your children's school so they can learn more about how to travel safely. And also we've got the other side on there where you can, if there anyone knows someone who's a passionate, gifted performing artist, a sports person who's overcoming their own hardships and has a dream that they need help in realising, achieving, there's information on there about how to nominate your friend to apply for a grant from the foundation, and then there's also details about how you can donate to the foundation to help us keep spreading these travel safety messages and helping those people achieve their dreams. So there's a few ways you can help out, and it's all on our website.
And listen, how are your family and Jamie doing?
Yeah, it's amazing how far we've come over the past year, and Christmas time obviously stirs a lot of emotions and looking back and reflecting on how far we've come. But, you know, this foundation has given our lives a whole new purpose, and it's been wonderful, the support we've received from the community through it. So it's really given us strength we didn't know we had, and we just stick together like we always have. And there's still bad days, but there's more better days these days, which is what Nicole would want to see. So we just think about, you know, keeping her legacy alive and the fulfillment that it brings us. So,
yeah. Well, look, you're doing a great job. And I just know in terms of telling Nicole's story, it will help others. It will make particularly young people a bit more aware of, you know, the dangers and pitfalls of travelling overseas. So, Nicole, to you and your family, we wish you all the best, and thank you for being so driven and focused in and around the Nicole Foundation.
Thank you so much, Michael. This is a wonderful opportunity. I very much appreciate it.
Great. For more details of Kate's inspirational story, we're actually carrying it in the March edition, but for more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.